Off the road in Akron, Ohio this time. With me in this interview is Andrew Firestone. We're here at the, I guess, Firestone headquarters. Is that where we are, Andrew?
Yeah, this is the original plant for Firestone, but is now basically serves as the North America Technical Center, where new tire development is discovered and where a lot of the new tires you see on the roads, the new compounds, tread designs, all that is pretty much created here.
What are your thoughts on the idea of celebrating the interstate highway system and drawing attention to the needs that we have with our highways in America?
Well, first off, I think it's such an appropriate time of year. It's the summer when half this nation is celebrating those highways in sort of a personal way by taking trips, road trips, visiting family, friends, vacationing. And we take for granted how blessed we are to be able to get from point A to point B so easily. And so I think this is a great tip of the cap to the visionaries who, 50 years ago, thought this could be a great thing for American business, for the defense of our country, and also tip of the cap to those people that keep the roads running and keep them in the condition that they're in that allow us to enjoy them.
What does this mean personally when you consider the historic nature of what it is we're commemorating?
Well, a lot of people say they stand in the shadow of their ancestors. Well, today, as I was giving a speech to team members for Firestone, to local dignitaries, I was literally in the shadow. I was in the shadow of my great-grandfather's building that he built 100 years ago. And it was a very, very moving moment to be a part of history in some small fashion, to be celebrating it, to be acknowledging those people that put all this in motion. And it was a pretty interesting day and an interesting way to celebrate something that we take for granted.
With the business you're in, it sure has a lot of importance to people involved in the agricultural industry in this country, both in transporting their products or commodities, but also certainly on the farm with a lot of the tractors and vehicles.
Without question, Firestone, its backbone, its core is in the agricultural aspect of the tire development. My great-grandfather, Harvey, was a farmer before he was a an entrepreneur. He was riding around on these very uncomfortable steel-rimmed rubber tires that just made his back damn uncomfortable. And, necessity is the mother of invention, and that was certainly true. And to this day, my family and my immediate family, we make wine. But before we're winemakers, we're farmers. We work 560 acres of grapes. We have a whole array of tractors, farm vehicles, and we rely on Firestone tires. And that is, people so often forget, just like the highways that we take for granted, the food that we eat, the people that provide those crops, we take them for granted. And, why should we have a computer that can move at a million miles an hour if we can't have a tire that has the same capabilities? And I think that is what the gentleman I sat next to tonight, Ralph Birchfield, takes so seriously, is that he says, we don't make tires, we make equipment that feed this nation and the world. So it's very important to remember that Firestone was not built on racing. Firestone was not built on SUVs. Firestone was not built on on light trucks or anything else. Firestone was built building tractor tires, and that is something that we're very, very dedicated to. And to see our relationship with companies like John Deere, it's evidence in that. And people that know tires, they know their equipment. Again, I just go back to the engineer that knows how his computer works and knows how his how his software works. Well, let me tell you, farmers know how their equipment works. That includes the tires and the equipment that they ride on is Firestone.
And since we're the fuel sponsor for the convoy and trying to get the public to be more aware of ethanol and its value to the environment and to reducing our dependence on foreign oil, obviously fuel plays a big role in the cars that have to travel, and of course they're running on tires. And what would you say about the idea of moving to alternative fuels here in America?
Well, I think it's an inevitability. And you said that it's important for the tires that the cars ride on, but it's important for creating those tires. I mean, we burn a lot of fuel building our tires. And I think that it is going to be the natural development that our we want to lessen our dependency on oil, especially foreign oil, foreign fuels. And it's going to be its eventuality. And it's going to be our ability to get, not only get used to it, but adapt to be at the forefront of technology and to make sure that we don't get beaten to the punch, or we don't lose out by being so sort of tunnel vision that we don't realize that we are at some point going to have to make a decision.
Well, thank you very much. That's Andrew Firestone, who greeted us here at the Firestone headquarters building in Akron, Ohio. And off the road, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.